Bunch of crud inside of it, and so he took it out.
Call this meeting of July 19th, Board of Education meeting to order, please. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Present.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Brand?
Here.
Mr. Swonger?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
All is present.
Mrs. Lewis, would you like to lead us in the pledge?
No, I'll just let you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Does anybody have anything for the board work session?
Yes. Do you have anything for board work session?
No, I don't.
Okay. Does anybody else have?
I got something real quick if you're going to be a while. Is that what that means?
Go.
Mr. Hall, want to thank you and everybody else involved with the field out there. It's coming along good. And then we talked about that last work session. Maybe we'd have to figure something out, but you guys obviously took the right measures. There's a couple bad spots that I think you're still pursuing on why those were bad spots or why they were even caused in the first place, but looks good.
All you have to do is just believe in me, Dave.
I do. That's why I didn't push it. That and the fact that we were $40-some thousand short, couldn't have paid for it. Looks nice.
Thank you.
I do have one thing, Don, if you don't mind. We had a nomination committee get together last month. As you guys recall, we had got the committee together for the two nominations that the Central Region of OSBA is doing. The committee was Madeline Holt, Lori Carnevelli, Mr. Bean, and Linda Neer and myself were in attendance. And we had gone through several nominees for a friend of education for Madison Plains. Some of our honorable mentions included the Housers, the Lewises, Jay Carr and Steve Adams were on the list that we had discussed. But the winner for the committee was Alice Baker, and we got the necessary signatures and the nomination form turned in on time for her. As far as the employee of the district, our honorable mentions were our illustrious treasurer, Tim, and Karen Muska. But the winner there happened to be Mr. Hall. So that form was also signed and turned in. I was unable to make the executive committee that they had at the beginning of the month because I was on vacation, but I was able to talk to the regional manager, Mike Brody, today, in fact, and he told me that, because I wanted to make an announcement today if they already had their stuff, and he told me that both of our nominations, Alice Baker and Mr. Hall, have been approved and look to get recognized at the fall session.
Yay.
That is going to be, yeah. So the fall Central Region Conference is going to be on Wednesday, September 28th, so I'm sure we'll be able to fill up a whole table, no problem, and maybe then some. So there you go, boom, congratulations. And I've got some of the things that we had on the list for Boone was his work with getting the modular set up, the work that that he and Tim had done, and with all the community meetings, for trying to get the bond issue passed. It also included the wind turbine thoughts that we had and the work that you had done with that, as well as all the other work that you have done as superintendent in the last 3 years. For Mrs. Baker, she was the PTO president at Midway, and she's been an active participant in the Midway PTO since her youngest son had been there. He is now in middle school. She also was spearheading the unification of the elementary PTOs to coincide with the modulars and bringing all the elementaries together. So we've recognized her for all of her hard work and that she's done as president for the last, I think, 2 years, especially with the summer getting all the other PTOs together. So that's why we recognize those folks. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Schwanger?
Okay. First of all, congratulations to Mr. Hall on getting that football field in shape. I hope he doesn't want a portion of that $42,000 for getting that thing seated, but we do think.
We operate on percentage, don't we?
We've talked about that for years. We're still talking about that. I'm not sure where it'll get to, but I got a pretty good idea. But anyway, thank you on that. I have some really good news to present. At Tolls, we have picked a new superintendent to take over for Carl Berg, who is retiring in about 12 more days. And we've selected Kimberly Davis. Kim is not only an educator, she got 8 years as a career tech superintendent, 5 years as a director, which means in career tech schools, that's principal, and 14 years of teaching experience at high school and adult education level. So quite a few years of experience. Her past position was at High Point JBS at Bell Fountain, and I guess some of the reasons we picked her is because of what she has done up there. Enrollment at High Point when she came in was 450 kids, which is kind of where we were at Tolls when Carl Berg came in. She did the same thing there that we did at Tolls. She went from 450, she went from 450, we went from 400 to 647 students in 2011, which in itself is about the same increase that we've managed to do at Tolls so far. But we thought if she could do that in Bell Fountain, that she could continue to grow Tolls and serve more people in our school district. Beyond that, the total student enrollment at Tolls, or not at Tolls, but at High Point, went to 1,559 students. And the reason for that is because she has added some satellites to that district. There was a South Campus established in Urbana and a North Campus established in Canton. Beyond that, there were also 23 high school satellite programs that were put into associate schools in five different counties, and the enrollment of them jumped to 1,103 students. There were 6 adult education satellite programs in 4 of those counties with an enrollment of 79, while main campus jumped to 95. She renovated all the high school classrooms and labs at the Bell Fountain campus, worked and collaborated well with local organizations in the 7 county area. She's worked with Logan County Family Jobs and Services, the area Chamber of Commerce up there, collaborated with Clark State Community College, pretty much as we've done at Tolls, to make sure that kids can get college credit on that campus the same way as our kids can get Columbus State, Ashland College, Shawnee, and Clark State credit on campus at Tolls. She also established a recycling center on the Bell Fountain campus that covers the eastern Logan County, and that's located at High Point JVS. Done a lot of things similar to what we've done at Tolls. She's reduced positions in both education and in administration. When she started, they were About $250,000, quarter of a million dollars, coming out of the general fund to keep their adult education program. That's another problem that we've got at Tolles. We still subsidize the adult education program up there. It's very difficult to change over because if you haven't been involved in a lot of adult education, the state of Ohio, in their infinite wisdom, has said we're going to serve those people who have, and if you're coming on, gee, good luck. We're not going to fund you. So, but she took that program up there from a negative balance of $235 up to a positive balance of $500,000. So she turned that program around, and it's now a profitable program at Bell Fountain. She also got $500,000 in interest-free loans to improve facilities up there. So with what she's done, the number of students primarily is what we looked at, that she has increased in that area, says a lot for her ability. She knows people in Columbus, knows who to talk to, obviously knows what to say, or they wouldn't have gotten some of the money they did, or they wouldn't have been able to put in some of the programs that were put in up there. And we think with what we have in Madison, Franklin, and Union counties with our Tolles Career and Technical Center, that we could be on our way to pushing to at least the top 5 to 10 in the state of Ohio. We've got the area, we've got a lot of the businesses. A lot of the problems with our businesses, be it Franklin County or Madison County, is we do not provide enough training for the people that we do have. And if we can provide better training than what we have been and cooperate with some of these businesses and industries that we do have, we think we can help bring more jobs to the people that are here and bring more jobs into that local area, which more jobs means more money for schools. Say what you want to, but it really comes down to it's business and industry that funds education. Residential and agriculture are there. They both spend a lot of money, but it isn't the kind of money that you need if you're going to have good schools. So hopefully she's going to help our job situation in the school district. She's got a lot of schools in the High Point area that are similar to what we have here in Madison County. As most of you know, Franklin County and Madison County jobs and industry are two different areas, and she has proven that she can work in either one of those areas, bring jobs in, and get our people employed. And that's what it's going to take to turn this economic situation that we currently have around. So I'm proud to announce that Kim Davis will be taking over the reins as of August 1st, and she will be the new superintendent at Tolles. One other thing, and I'm assuming we're going to talk about setting a date for establishing goals and so on, or we were going to talk about that. I attended a 21st century school design workshop put on primarily by the Ohio School Facilities Commission. This was back towards the end of June, but what they really were looking at doing was showing us what we need to be doing in education, which we're already doing. We're part of Race to the Top. We are working on 21st century skills. We're working on trying to get our curriculum online with state curriculum, evaluation and so forth, up to date and current, so that we are now evaluating based on performance and not the old generic evaluation form that says, hey, you came to school every day, and we like the way you park your car, and your class cleans up the paper on the floor, and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be, you know, did they learn anything today, and so on. So we're working on all those things. I guess I saw the same thing at this meeting that I see happening here. We have several committees that work on this stuff. And essentially, curriculum, race to the top, evaluations, all of that stuff needs to go into one package. And we're doing a lot of that here piecemeal. And essentially what I saw up there with this program, state's doing the same thing. It's piecemeal, and it needs to be put together. And I think what I'm looking at doing, I would much rather than us sit down as a board and try and draw up some goals for the district, that we sit down as a board, our administration, people from the outside, from business and industry, possibly past graduates, even current students, and sit down and work this thing out together in one piece, as opposed to three and four parts of this thing. And I guess what I'm really looking at is I would like to put that off until the school year begins. We don't have all of our people back. I don't have anybody directly in mind to bring in from community or anything else. I don't know whether any of you do or not, but I guess my recommendation based on what was presented at that meeting, which, and they covered it all again. They covered 21st century skills. They covered the Race to the Top program. They covered the state curriculum and what's going on with that and when all these pieces are going to come out from the state and so forth. But again, it's piecemeal. And I guess the other thing I look at, I went back and counted up the number of meetings that I've gone to in the past 2 years at national convention, at Capitol Conference, programs through Ohio School Board Association, and I've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 or 11 meetings that I've attended, which amounts to 75 to 80 hours of education on this stuff. And I know what I understand on it, and I'll be perfectly honest, there's a lot of it that is still very confusing as to what to do with it, how to put it together, and how to make it actually fly. And I just feel that we need the help of our own staff, people from our community and so forth, and we need to work on this together if we're going to bring this together. Because I know if we sit down and we come up with something, we're going to sit here and we're going to discuss different things, and coming to some kind of consensus is going to be next to impossible. Because even with what's going on out there, what the state expects, what the federal government expects, what we expect, I'm not seeing everybody on exactly the same page. So I guess my recommendation is let's wait till the school year starts, and let's, if we want the whole board there, that's fine. If not, we can have a couple representatives from the board to work this whole thing out and then present a one-piece package that says, here's the mission of Madison Plains, here's our goals, here's how we intend to get there, and here's our timeline for doing it. And I think that'll work out much better for us than to sit down and go at this thing, I guess what I look at is half blind. Because it's, I know we talked about things at this workshop, and it was interesting. We had eight people sitting around the table, and we had nine different ideas were thrown out. So we're not all on the same page as to how things are going to work.
I think it would be a good idea to maybe wait till August and then set a meeting in sometime in September.
Yeah.
To do something.
Once we've got everybody back. All our principals, because I'm sure we've got administration that we need to have on board with this. Gail needs to be on board with this. Trish, and I know I'm leaving somebody out, but all of our administration.
Sure.
And well, there, that's a given. You have to put up with Boone no matter what we do. We work on him. Anyway,
okay.
Yeah. so that we've got everybody involved and on board and can really sit down and put a piece together that's going to work for us. Because the last thing I want to do is sit down and do another continuous improvement project that I don't know where that shelf is that have all those continuous improvement projects on, but it's either a huge shelf or it's broken.
Okay.
All right. All I've got.
Okay. Do we have any public communication?
No.
Okay. All right, moving on. Approval of minutes?
Madam President, I make a motion that meetings of the minutes of the meeting for June 13, 2011 be approved as written.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mr. Detweiler, your financial, please.
Thank you very much. One thing I wanted to point the board to is tab number 7 in your financial packet. This is an update on the early retirement incentive program. It's going very well, we think. We've got 6 teachers that have signed up for it. We've got 3 classified employees who have signed up. You can see the savings there so far that we're looking at. It costs about $157,000. The savings after that cost is about $324,000, and that's through fiscal year 15. That's what we've been calculating everything on. And that's assumed that we replace all those positions. Again, that's up to Mr. Hall to decide how we fill those and who with. But if we replace all those positions with new staff members with an average cost of a master's of 5 years, that's your savings. So we're pretty excited about that. I believe towards the end of this next school year, which they'll still be eligible to take the 1 year by, we'll get 3 or 4 more of these folks. The supplemental information that I provided to you just shows you in yellow those people that have elected to take the incentive plan and those people that we felt were eligible. So those are kind of the mix of folks that we think may be looking at it at the end of this next school year. And then the next page is, of course, your classified employees. The list is not as long, but there's still 2 or 3 we think might take advantage of it. So out of, I think we had 16 originally. I think we're going to end up around the 10 to 12 mark. Pretty good.
Good. So,
now, that's the exciting news. The bad news is House Bill 153 passed, and as it stood, it expedited the phase out of tangible personal property tax, which would pretty much equate to us losing the same amount of what we're going to save from the early retirement incentive plan. So it's a wash, which is much better than just simply losing all that money. So
you think we're going to end up just about in the same place because of this early retirement program?
Because we didn't put in the forecast that we would phase out at the pace they said that they wanted to go, and that did happen, so we have to take that away. But we also get to add back in this savings, so we're going to wash out, which we would have much rather had the savings, of course, but at least you accounted for the loss of funds.
Had we not done the incentive, we would have been.
We'd have been in trouble.
Yep.
Okay.
So it worked out to our advantage. That's it for
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer June 2011 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Just 2 references for the board under tab 6 in your financial packet. This is your spending plan. Again, this is your tool to monitor the activity by month in the district and also to compare it to the 5-year forecast. June, of course, is the end of the fiscal year. This is when we want to take a look and see where we finished up. I wanted to make sure you understood that I don't usually make a full presentation in July because it's too soon after the close of the fiscal year because I like to analyze the books. August is when I do a state of the finances to the board. We'll do a PowerPoint and go through everything. This, I just wanted to highlight the fact that we projected in the forecast end at $9.1 million. We're actually going to end at $9.6 million, which is good news, but it's a little bit misleading. $200,000 of that is the Omarisa funds that Omarisa was holding in reserve. They did release that to us, so we got that $200,000, and that's in here. Also, let's see. Joe sold some equipment that helped us quite a bit. That's basically just, we'll go into more detail next time, but that's a big chunk of that $500,000. $225,000 was just due to one transaction. So Good news is we're exceeding what we forecast as far as an ending balance. And like I said, I'll go into more detail into the activities in the district in August. So that's all I have for that.
Okay. All right, roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer the following transfers and advances be approved as written below.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. We have some pretty big transactions listed there. I want to make sure you understand exactly what we're doing. The transfer of $863,487 from the Home ERISA Fund to the new Retirement Incentive Fund. If you recall, Home ERISA originally gave us almost $1 million, and then we shared that with the staff based on the percentage of what they paid in for their premiums during the time we were with Home ERISA. This is the board's share of those funds that are still on the books. What we've done is we moved those over to a retirement incentive plan fund, basically to fund our payments for those early retirements that we're going to have to pay for. So that money will sit there. It's a special cost center within general fund, so it's allocated over here. As soon as we're done with the early retirement incentive plan, I'll do away with that fund and we'll just transfer it into the general fund, whatever's left. Okay. But I wanted to isolate those funds just for that purpose until we're done with the program. The other one, the transfer of $41,901 from general fund to the fiscal year 10 Title 6B grant. 6B grant was in the red since the day I got here. And what happens a lot of times is if you don't monitor your federal programs, you'll overspend what you get as a grant. In this case, we got about $40,000, we spent about $81,000. Now, it sounds like, well, you spent money you shouldn't have. But what we were spending money on was salaries of employees. So instead of general fund paying it, 6B grant was paying it. Well, when we ran out of money in that 6B grant, we should have switched codes and started paying it out of the general fund. We didn't do that. So now what we're doing is saying, is a general fund cost anyhow? So general fund is transfer the money over to get this grant fund out of the red. It's a cost we would have had anyhow. You don't want to have to do this. You should, you know, stop charging account codes that don't have any money left, but we didn't do that. So
you say we, you should say back to that amendment. It wasn't on your watch. It was, you inherited that. So
I was trying to say that when I said it was in the red when I got here. So I'm trying to be as nice as I can. Thank you for pointing that out.
Tim, on the 843 from Home ERISA, when you started doing this retirement incentive program, were you counting on that money from Home ERISA to make those payments so that we could do it now, or was that?
Well, if you recall,
were you thinking of bringing that from someplace else?
When we talked early on about the early retirement incentive plan, we said we would figure out how we were going to pay for this because we had money in general fund.
Right.
And we had these Home ERISA dollars sitting there. The most likely candidate was to take the Home ERISA money that's just sitting there and move it over to another fund because it's already been isolated. Mm-hmm. So it's sitting there. Let's move it over here to the retirement incentive fund. If we don't use it, it just goes into general fund at that point because that's where it came from.
Right.
General fund paid those premiums on behalf of the board for the ERISA at one time. So you're using it to do a retirement incentive for employees. It's all the same purpose. So. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, we weren't quite sure if we were going to take it from here or just straight from general fund. But actually, Mr. Hall and I looked at it and said it'll just make sense. You know, we got to close out this fund anyhow, so instead of moving it to general fund and moving money back over, we're just making one transaction.
One transaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, no further discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer, CFO, the Board of Education accept the bid amount of $38,000 for the Mount Sterling Elementary building and land. This bid was received at a public auction held on July 8, 2011, in compliance with ORC Section 3313.41. The $38,000 will be deposited in the Permanent Improvement Fund per ORC Section 5705.10.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Just want to point out that the ORC is pretty rigid on where those monies go. If we had a debt against any of those buildings, it obviously would have to go to pay that. Next in line is permanent improvement. If you don't have a permanent improvement fund, then it goes to general fund. So that's why we're saying it has to be there.
Okay.
One other note on that, just so the board knows that there's not a clear title for that building, so it drops into the thing, what they call a slow title, where all these little things have to be worked out. There's 250 square feet added someplace on that land that's not in the title, so we have to work through the process, through the title people, through the probate courts, to get this straightened up. And there could be some dollars involved in getting this cleared up, that has to be cleared up. The Madison Rural Building, your next one is 30 days, we should be able to close on that, but this building will probably be maybe 90 days before we get a clear title, get everything cleared up.
Okay.
Not that anyone did, it just, somewhere along the line, it just wasn't recorded properly.
And I was at that auction, and the auctioneer did make that clear that night, that it was a slow title, and it was, and it could be a while before it would, you know, so the person that purchased it is aware of that too.
Right.
Before he even purchased it. Okay, roll call.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, CFO, the Board of Education accept the bid amount of $27,000 for the Madison Rural Elementary Building and Land. This bid was received at public auction held on July 9th, 2011, in compliance with Ohio Revised Code Section 3313.41. The $27,000 will be deposited in the Permanent Improvement Fund for Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.10.
I'll second it.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer, CFO, of the Board of Education accept $11,977 in proceeds from the auction of personal property held July 8th and 9th at Mount Sterling Elementary and Madison Rural Elementary School. This auction was held in compliance with ORC Section 3313.41. The $11,977 will be deposited in general fund per ORC Section 5705.10.
Second.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. Hall, Superintendent's report.
Thank you. First on the agenda, just recognize Steve and Pam are here to talk about dual enrollment that has benefited our students at the high school that we're really excited about. And I'm sure these people can enlighten us on where we're going with this and goals and short and long.
This is just a brief update. I'm not going to read these things to you. I did want to prepare something, though, to show you on the first page what happened the first year we had it in 2009-2010. We had 4 instructors, 5 classes, etc. Last year, that increased to 9 instructors and 14 classes offered. And again, you can read down there. There's a breakdown of, you know, sophomores versus juniors versus seniors, etc., total classes taken. In most categories, we doubled roughly from the first year to the second year. We do have one correction that I just found out, and that is for 2011-12, the number is 13, and Toby Briggs was just approved to do the AP American History. So her name is not on the back, but they didn't email me in time. We did a reimbursement program this year for the first time, and Tim, I'm sorry you had to go through so many things, but the students did have to apply for that reimbursement. It operated just like the teacher tuition reimbursement program did. They had to apply. They had to have a good grade and good attendance and whatever. Not all students applied for it. And there were 32 of the students that applied out of the 56 that were enrolled, involving 90 classes. Mr. Clark suggested that we take about approximately half the money that we had in the account, which is why we kind of allotted 700 really, but it came to 697.50. and so we gave kids a $7.75 per class. Some students took as many as 8 classes, however. We had 10 students that took 5 classes or more this year. Okay, so we have some students that are going on to college with a whole semester behind them. And some of those are not graduates. Some of those are coming back to take some more, so that's a good thing. We're going to try to work on some things to try to get some more money into the account. We're going to ask some other groups and try to see what we can do. We do have some people lined up that have already committed to give us a donation for next year or for this coming school year, and that's very much appreciated. Because you guys are not there on a daily basis, and this is for your reference, listed here under adjunct professors because that's what we are with Urbana, which means that it's a professor does not teach on their campus. And I just listed the requirements that they need, the teaching assignments, how that happened, what their responsibilities are. That way, once you read this, if somebody asks you, you'll at least have that information. And then I broke it down. The people who were with me the first year, and remember, I was just sort of in the right place at the right time, I guess. Mr. Clark just told me to run with it, so I did. So that's how I got to be the director of the whole thing, you know, and whatever. But and Steve has been my assistant throughout the whole thing. And Linville, you know, he coordinates all the field trip stuff. John Henley takes care of all the budgeting and finances and stuff like that. Joni Boyle is involved with the fundraisers and things like that. Right now we're actively looking for one of the people to be a website coordinator because we'd like to get that up and running on the internet. And then the last two pages are just, again, for your reference. And these are just a list of the people and what the classes are titled as Urbana classes and what they are titled on the last page as our classes. And a couple of interesting facts that you might enjoy hearing. We had an opportunity to provide our students with an extra opportunity with Urbana this summer. They have a program where they will take students who apply, just like they do to the dual enrollment program, to take college classes on their campus during the summer. And they can even live on the campus. There's a separate form for that and everything. We had one student apply for it. I did speak with her today to get an update. It's Alicia Jackson. I don't know if any of you know her. She is not, I thought she was, because she takes my French classes, but she is not in the college prep program at our school, okay, except for the French classes. However, she opted to do this program. She's not living on campus because her brother lives in Urbana, so she's staying with him. And she's taking sociology and English composition, and she's doing well in the classes, and she's really, really liking it. And she assures me that she's going to continue in the dual enrollment program and that she's definitely going to go to college. So I think that that's wonderful. From the people who started out as juniors, the first year we did this, okay, we only had one student who did not continue as a senior to add more classes, and I think that was probably an instance where maybe it was they didn't have the money and didn't really know what they wanted to pursue in college. So people were doing it, you know, the second year in a row. So I think this is a really positive thing. I thank you all for your support and for your ideas. Please keep them coming. Just email me anytime. And if you need any further information, please let me know.
Thank you, Pam. I think this is a great, great opportunity for our students. And I was very impressed at graduation when I learned how many seniors had participated, you know, in front of dorm room. And I just think this is a great opportunity for our students. And I'm very interested in your reimbursement program to see if there's any, if I can come up with any ways, I'll be sure to let you know also as far as money makers, because I think there's a lot of students out there that would like to take classes but can't afford to take those classes.
I think so too. And
yeah.
I did a survey off of the field trip forms from the last field trip, and by the way, thank you so much for allowing us to do those two field trips for these students. but I happened to see on the new emergency forms, it says live with both parents, whatever. And do you know that 31 of the 33 students that went on the field trip live with both parents, which makes me think that other students who are not in the program, because they don't have, they're living with maybe one parent.
Exactly.
And I don't want to exclude anyone.
Right.
So we have $700 in the account for next year, okay, a little over 700. Mm-hmm. And I know, I'm pretty sure that we have three commitments of people who are gonna donate some money. And you know, if we can find a couple of fundraisers or something like that we could do, and we're gonna try to write some letters to some people and see, you know, what we can come up with, if we can get some support from some outside sources.
Okay. Again, thank you. I think this is great. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Though.
Okay.
We got our bus inspection. We're ready to go. First day of school. We're finalizing routes. I think the board will be happy with the time that the students will be on the buses. Probably some of our kids, 10% maybe, as we predicted before, will be on there no more than 50 minutes. That's just a small number that will affect. If you go to the Mount Sterling area, that we're bringing those elementary kids to this central site, 30, 35 minutes, those kids will be here. At the end of the day, about the same going back. So we did have to put two more routes in the Mount Sterling area and shove a couple buses in that direction just because of numbers. But the hour-long ride that everyone said that would be from there will not happen.
That's still a shorter ride than what some districts close to us do.
Well, no doubt, but really what this did, coming to a central site, it really made it better for all of our kids that ride the bus. It's going to be a shorter ride for all of them, so it helped everyone. And Sam is finishing up finalizing that. We'll get that out to parents.
You going to publish that in the paper too?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they'll even send something to every household.
Okay. Can you put those on the web, or is that too much?
We did last time, and parents don't like that.
Okay. Better off to publish them and put them out.
But we'll get the info out. We plan to have every kid tagged when they come here with something where we know, other than just a black roof, that's where they live. That's our goal. Sam's working on that, and we'll get that finalized here in the next few weeks.
But essentially, we have reduced the amount of time to better than 90. Well, we probably reduced riding time for everybody.
Probably, yes.
And some of them, even in the Mount Sterling area, are riding close to half the time that they were just to get to Mount Sterling.
Oh, yeah. For the majority going there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked out pretty well. Sam worked hard on it. And with the new program, if you recall the new program that we purchased a couple years ago, you can lasso whatever groups you want with this thing, and it pulled right in there, and it'll, that's really been helpful to be able to do that.
Has our total mileage also dropped?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that means longer life for buses and
Sam,
things less
you
cost
worked
in operation.
Out, and I look at it, and I say, well, no, I think we better look at this. I've made her mad a couple times.
We're still working on it.
New classroom updates. Everything has moved in thanks to our summer helpers. We've done a super job on our custodians. Some of the teachers have been in this building and getting things lined out and getting the room set up. Things going pretty good. We're a little behind where we'd like to be right now because we've had the weather, we've had to fight with the playground. Seating out here, getting this ready to proceed, therefore we couldn't do the playground. So we're about probably 6-7 days behind where we'd like to be, but we'll catch up here in the next few days. We ripped the carpet out of the high school library. That's one of our improvements. And I'm telling you guys, it was 2 days ripping that out. I mean, it was, you cut 4 inches and with machine behind it, two guys pulling to get that out of there. But that they'll come in with new carpet tomorrow in that area. We'll greatly improve that area with the new section for the computers that back in that one room. The other room will be the distance learning. We'll totally improve that. But finally, I think we've got all that carpet out, but man, they put it down there instead.
So your grand open house is August the 21st. That's
August 21st. We'd like to have a community, a central campus review of people. It's a Sunday afternoon. We'll invite people out, and we'll get the details of that worked out
okay.
in the next few weeks.
And this building, the junior high, high school, middle school,
everything,
all be open?
Everything. Okay. Where people want to go. We'll have them ship shape from the
okay.
football field to this building to the 7-8 building, and just make it an afternoon with the drinks and
okay. Sounds good.
So if you have something that you want to put on the agenda, then
we're going to do a program, aren't we? To give out.
We're going to try to come up with something.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't know if we're going to start it out with the introduction board. I think we just have a buildings open and people be around and walk through. So if you have some input on it, let me know.
The only thing I would like to do is like if we can do a program. Just for those that might be still concerned, is if in that program, once they come into the open houses and we list, you know, we do have a fire department just so many miles from us. We do have an emergency squad so many miles. You know, list those things that the fire department, you know, Newport, emergency squad, and the hospital, everything is right close to us. So, I mean, we're not out here in the middle of Timbuktu. We have these facilities available.
That's where I want to be.
Yeah, but I think that would be nice to just list in the program that, you know, these things are available to our students if, you know,
okay.
if an emergency would come about. And I also had a question about how, if this is a modular building, which I keep telling people it's not, it's a new building, okay? But they have concerns, you know, how would you handle a tornado drill? I mean, anything that maybe parents might have a question about, I feel if we can address it, even in that program, they may not listen to us, but they may read that when they start looking through everything.
Okay.
So those are just a couple thoughts.
Just to follow up, these new classrooms are rated 90 mile per hour, have a wind rating of 90 mile per hour.
Yeah.
But our plans are to, if we have that, to move them into the main building.
Right. But I think that's good if we can list that, you know, that these buildings are will withstand this. But, you know, if wind should exceed this or if we felt this was not safe enough, we would move them into. But I think anything like that we can put in there is always just something.
So any other comments or whatever on the new classrooms where we are? We are in the process, as I told you, teachers are pretty much getting things lined out. You can see they're still not. The outside, we have seeded the outside, and we will be working with a landscaper for some landscaping around trees. That'll set it off even more. I think we even want to look at a sign out on the corner, that a real nice sign. I think it's worthwhile for the board to consider that, so we can we'll get that into our planning also.
Yeah, I think so too.
Marquee,
yeah, that would be good. Also, probably, do you think you're going to get the playground equipment up by then, or is it going to be close?
It'll be close. If
okay.
not, then we have the track that the kids can go to. We have ball fields that they can go to and kick, you know, soccer. And once, if it's not ready, then it'll be shortly after that. Our guys, when we get our 24/7, then we'll have guys that'll concentrate on that.
Okay.
But we have got all but the one section of the playground moved to this site. We have one of the Head Start has a section at Mount Sterling to move yet,
okay.
but all the others is already here.
Okay.
And that hasn't been, again, the weather held us up on that spring of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And this had to be finalized back here when we put the playground. It had to be excavated and properly
mm-hmm.
seeded, whatever, before we could put it in.
Right.
But we have the blacktop with a 50 by 100 blacktop laid out whenever the company comes in and the board approves it. So,
okay.
And that takes you right on down to the number 5. While I'm at that point, we still don't have the permit to get back up on 38. We're working on it. and we may even have to start the year with them. People have to go down, drop off, and come back. I don't know what else to do. It's been submitted to the state, the impact study has been done, and they just won't.
Won't give you an answer?
I can't get anybody to tell me anything.
So what would happen if we just go out here and dig it up and start? Say, hey, silence is golden.
I think I have a thought about that. And I know every, if you buy a residence, you're allowed one entry to 38, but that doesn't apply to a commercial, a school type.
Just keep in mind, though, you could start it and build it all the way out and just not attach it. It'd look dumb. It'd be like 670 was for years. It wasn't finished. You just go to the river and stop. We could do that.
I'd hate to spend $40,000.
Have a strip out there where we can park cars one way.
Okay. So
maybe it'll come together. If not, we'll work out a plan where we can get people in and out the best we can. That's all we can do.
Okay, anything else?
The other little thing I've got there, if you go down by the bus garage, we've been working with Mike, our construction manager, but he had two or three of these units up in Cleveland that we said, hey, if we had that, we could make some more offices, like a transportation office, whatever. But if you go down to the bus compound, you'll see one sitting there. He managed that, pull that off. And the rascals, they look a little rough on the outside, but they're really nice inside. And
is it up and working? And
yeah, well, we just got it in.
Just got it, okay.
So we paid for the transportation, $1,500, and we probably got a $60,000 unit that
would
put some offices in it. And
we got
the transportation down there, move the Larry down there, and have some more space.
So what are you going to do with this module around here?
We'll still use it for Centric Building and after school.
That's good. Central campus.
Nice if we could get rid of it. Get another one of those buildings, put Centric Building somewhere else, clear that whole space out right there.
Well, we can do it. But I need that space.
You're talking to him.
I'm just telling you, he can do it, but it's going to cost money.
Mike's working on it. We might be able to get another one of those units, which is better than what we have.
Say, he's already working on it.
Keep him going. Those guys do a fantastic job of figuring out how to, they'd have made good horse traders back when.
Anyway, I don't know what other question the board has as far as Central Campus. You notice a lot of air in front of the middle school here, the parking lot. If the board gets that underway tonight, we'll get that tomorrow. We'll get that. I told the guys we wanted that the first week of August, so it'll be ready by the time it starts. Anything else? Dave, thank you for the, that's not all my doing down on the football field. Everyone had, you know, we got some sod and put where they put the salt. And I think it's taken pretty well. We babied it all weekend and it didn't even turn brown. We poured the water to it and put some sod around that bank when you first go down. So I think it'll be just fine. Have to trust.
I trust you, bud. Okay. I knew if I threw a price tag out there, you'd find an alternative.
All right. Is that all, Mr. Hall?
That's all I have.
Thank you. Any unfinished business? Okay, under new business.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Superintendent the Board approve the second and the final reading of the following board policy updates as required by the state of Ohio as listed below.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Any discussion?
Are these still coming from Ohio School Board?
Yes.
Okay.
And again, just a reminder, board, it's not a drastic change in your policy. It's just maybe one or two words or some updates. And that's what we're trying to do is get our book update.
And it's based on any legislation that's been passed since the last revision.
And it's an ongoing battle.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Brand.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the following board policies required by the state of Ohio, as listed below.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Mordaunt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the first reading of board policy IGBG-R, homebound instruction, as presented.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Mordaunt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the retirement of the following teachers. All have elected to participate in the early retirement incentive plan. Each will receive 1 year of service purchased by the board and will receive an enhanced severance of 40% of their accumulated sick leave. That would be for Tom Geyer, effective July 1st, and Diane Self, effective August 1st this year.
Okay. I'll second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Mordaunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation of Margaret Barini Alexis, effective July 12, 2011. She served the Madison Plains District for 2 years.
I'll second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by David. Discussion?
Is there plans for Mr. Scholes to have another assistant director, and is he looking for somebody, or who?
Yes, we will. In fact, we've already anticipation posted. Just the board realized July 10th, we don't have to release them, but we don't have a problem releasing them if we can find someone, and that's what I told the people at home.
Okay.
And a suitable replacement before we say yay.
I know her and Mr. Scholes work real good together. So, and he was key in picking them a couple of years ago. So
we think we have some people out there that can fill that. And that helps her. She's three mile from her home. So.
Okay.
It's one of those train for 2 years and they go someplace else. We continue to get in that cycle. That's why you have good people like Steve and Pam.
Amen. Okay, no further discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mordaunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board employ Leandra Yates for a 1 year contract as intervention specialist, step zero, bachelor's, effective August 19th, 2011.
Second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Mordaunt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board employ Brian Knowles on a 1 year contract as intervention specialist, step 3 VA plus 150, effective August 19th of this year.
Second.
Motion by Don, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mordaunt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept the retirement of the following classified staff members. The employees have elected to participate in the retirement incentive plan. The employees will receive an enhanced severance amount of 40% of their sick leave days, a contribution of $4,000 into the health savings account of their choosing. With regret, okay, and appreciation, Catherine Wiseman and Pamela Dennison.
I'll second it.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Mordaunt?
Yes.
Motion
Madam President, I make motion upon recommendation of Superintendent's Board amend resolution number 11-044 to pay William Jeffers, 8th grade baseball coach, level zero, in accordance with the MPEA negotiated contract for the 2010-2011 school year.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
That was the last year resolution? Is that?
It was a typo from last meeting, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a typo in the dollar amount. If you notice, the dollar amount's not even listed now. It's just saying in accordance with the contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you avoid typos on dollar amounts.
I think that's a good idea. Okay, roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Warlock?
Yes.
Yes.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation to Superintendent the Board approve the following athletic supplemental nominations to be paid in accordance with the MPEA negotiated contract effective 2011-2012 school year. Sam Quayle, 7th grade football coach.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Warlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the Superintendent the Board approve the following athletic supplemental nominations to be paid in accordance with the MPEA negotiated contract effective for the coming school year for Toby Briggs as girls varsity basketball coach and fall faculty manager.
I'll second it.
Motion by Don, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Swalker?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Abstain.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the Superintendent the Board approve the following academic supplemental nominations to be paid in accordance with the MPEA negotiated contract effective 2011-2012 school year as listed below.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swalker?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Make a motion upon recommendation to Superintendent the Board accept an agreement between Invo Healthcare Associates Incorporated and Madison Plains Local Schools for physical therapy services for the 2011-2012 school years as presented.
I'll second it.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the Superintendent the Board accept a contract between Mental Health Services for Clark and Madison Counties Incorporated and Madison Plains Local Schools for mental health services from August 23rd 2011 to May 30th, 2011, as presented.
Second.
Should that be 2012?
Yeah.
Okay, motion by Mike with the correction as 2000, August 23rd, 2011 through to May 30th, 2012.
Right.
Seconded by Don. Discussion?
It's basically the same contract that we had with them last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Okay.
That was paid out of Title 6B federal funds, about $25,000.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Superintendent, the Board accept an agreement between Madison County Hospital and Madison Plains Local Schools to provide services of a licensed athletic trainer at a rate of $25,000 for the 2011-2012 school year as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by David. Discussion?
Again, this covers high school and middle school, correct?
Covered middle school to the point of on call day. I mean, if something happens, someone gets noticed to them, they'll take care of it.
Okay.
I've seen the list that this covered, and I understand that they're going to be at, you know, all the home games and away games, or the home games and scrimmages. And the different activities listed, it's not listed on there as cheerleaders, but I'm assuming if a cheerleader is hurt at a ball game, that trainer would help take care of it. Great.
No, we choose just to drag them out and throw them along the road.
You're not an athlete, you can't cheer, no. Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanton?
Yes.
Mr. Brandon?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon the recommendation of superintendent, the board approve reimbursement in lieu of transportation for Clayton Buck to the Grove City Christian School at a rate of $172 annually estimated for the 2011-2012 school year.
I'll second it.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandon?
Yes.
Mr. Swanton?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yep.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept the asphalt bid of $132,628 from Cox Paving.
Second.
Don, second that? Okay. Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion?
I saw that was a considerable savings between them and the other folks that we had.
And the high bid there was 190, 191, 188.
I think we had 132. Yeah, that's a lot of
savings. I just want to say on this, I'm going to abstain, not because I have any problem with what Cox does, but we do some work with them occasionally, so.
In your packet, it showed the bus drive, bus lot, middle school lot, depending on, you know, obviously we're not going to pave something going out to 38th, the road's not there, so that amount will come off.
Okay, that was my question. Either it'll either come off or it will come back and do that.
Right.
Okay.
And that also includes the 50 by 100 court for the elementary kids that will put basketball, hopscotch, whatever. That's all.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandon?
Abstain.
Motion carries.
Yes, I'm going to make a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of one or more of the following. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And Section 4, preparing for conducting or reviewing negotiations or bargaining session with public employees. At what time do you
8:07.
Have? 8:07. Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mike? Motion by Linda, seconded by Mike. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I don't foresee this executive session lasting very long, but I don't foresee any action being taken either. But I will let you know the next regular meeting is August the 16th at 7 p.m. Thank you all for coming. And not that we want you to leave, but we'd like to stay where it's air conditioned. So
you can see y'all.